allocation. Government successfully translocate 1,840 wildebeest to boost wildlife populations. And in international news, Ethiopia accuses Eritrea of preparing for war as Red Sea tensions rise.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. President Taka Ndehichilema says Zambia has indirectly met the Abuja Declaration target of 15% by allocating 12% of the 2026 national budget to health, with additional resources available under the Constituency Development Fund to support the sector. Speaking at the Churches Health Association of Zambia 47th General Council in Chongwe, President Ichilema has reaffirmed the government's commitment to improving healthcare, citing the 6.4 billion kwacha allocated for drugs and medical supplies. The president has cautioned that those cutting aid to Zambia and Africa should not complain if Zambia begins to sideline them, stating that the country will only engage with partners who support its development agenda.
The Abuja target of 15%, I believe as a country we've already reached that. Direct funding, yes, you can call it 13%. But ministers indicated the money coming through CDF, just the ambulance, if you look at that ambulance, it's close to $90,000. Well fitted, first time every constituent has a mobile main hospital in that ambulance. It's allocated through local government, but I said it for health. The issue of clinics, health centers we are building under CDS.
Speaking at the same event, Churches Forum Chairperson Representative Bishop Evans Chinyemba has welcomed the 26.17 billion kwacha 2026 health budget and thanked government for placing over 200 CHAZ health workers on government payroll. NCHA's Chief Executive Officer, Karen Sichinga, said the organization, made up of 18 denominations, operates 162 health institutions serving 8.5 million Zambians. Government has announced the successful translocation of 1,840 wildebeest from Liuwa National Park to various national parks across Zambia as part of efforts to restock and balance wildlife populations nationwide. Speaking at the launch of the Legal Hub for Sustainable Wildlife Management in Zambia, Tourism Minister Rodney Sikomba said the project is nearing its goal of moving 2,000 wildebeest. He has added that the relocated animals have been distributed to Lusaka, Chembe, Kafue and Sioma National Parks, among others.
We just successfully conducted the largest translocation. I think it's the largest translocation by our colleagues from African Parks, where we translocated close to 1,700 out of the Liuwa. Now, the translocation is purely based on creating a balance in the ecosystem and also to bring in new habitat in other areas which obviously may have been depleted and vice versa. I urge all of you stakeholders to embrace the potential that this legal hub will have. We need to utilize it.
And Food and Agriculture Organization representative Suze Philippine said the Legal Hub was developed to support legal and sustainable approaches to wildlife management in the country.
The Legal Hub enhances transparency, improve coordination across sectors, and strengthen policy coherence, including harmonization with CASA and SADC guides, development partners, and community representatives, all those who work to ensure that wildlife management contributes to both conservation and human well-being.
The Zambia Police Intellectual Property Unit, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture Seed Control and Certification Institute, has arrested two suspects and recovered a large quantity of counterfeit maize seeds in Basela and Shoram areas of Garden House, Lusaka. Police spokesperson Reha Monga said the operation, conducted at 09 hours, followed an intelligence-led investigation triggered by a Facebook advert posted on the page Growing Up in Kalomo by George Mikunga offering branded seeds, Zamseed, Seedco and Panna at suspiciously low prices of 650 kwacha per 10 kg bag. He said following the advert, police made a follow-up which led to the apprehension of Sipo Manga, age 28, of Mbasela area Garden House compound. Mr. Hamonga said upon interrogation, Mr. Manga reveals that he was being supplied by Brian Winger of Shoram area, who has since been arrested.
The two suspects have since been charged and arrested for the following offences: 1, prohibition of sale of uncertified seed as contrary to Section 64 of the Plant Variety and Seeds Act, Chapter 236 of the Laws of Zambia, counterfeiting trademark, contrary to Section 377 of the Penal Code Act, Chapter 7 of the Laws of Zambia, and prohibition of sale of goods bearing forged trademarks or false trade description, contrary to Section 61A of the Merchandise Act, Chapter 405 of the Laws of Zambia. They will appear in court soon.
Scope Zambia has emphasized the urgent need to secure land rights for smallholder farmers as a key step towards strengthening sustainable land governance in the country. Speaking during the Farmers' Rights Symposium held in Kanchila Village, Chongwe District, Scope Zambia Board Chairperson Christopher Banda said land is more than just a resource. It is an identity and the foundation of the country's food systems and livelihoods. Mr. Banda has expressed concern over the growing pressure on land across the country, driven by population growth, climate change, commercial investment, and the rise of emerging technologies.
Land is more than a resource. It is our heritage, our identity, and the foundation of our food system and livelihood. Yet across the country, pressure on land continues to increase from population growth, climate change, and commercial investment to emerging technologies and shifting in land use. These forces are reshaping the landscape in ways that demand urgent dialogue, collaboration, and action.
Meanwhile, Zambia Land Alliance Board Chairperson Emmanuel Mutamba has raised concerns over the marginalization of women and youth in land acquisition.
In terms of the completion of phase two, I think the
Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Mamba Energy Limited has disclosed that works on the 300 megawatt Mamba Phase 2 project have reached over 50% completion. Speaking during a tour of Mamba Energy Limited's Chief Executive Officer, Lieutenant Colonel Cyrus Menwala, said the progress reflects a combination of ongoing activities, including core construction works and associated infrastructure development. Lieutenant Colonel Menwala has also disclosed that outstanding debt issues with ZESCO have now been resolved, paving way for smoother project implementation. He has further emphasized the importance of regular plant maintenance, which is conducted every 4,000 operating hours and lasting approximately 15 days, noting that this is essential due to the high operating temperatures required for power generation.
In terms of the completion of phase two, I think if you talk about percentages, these are aggregations of various activities. Any large EPC project undergoes various activities like preliminary engineering, detail engineering, manufacturing, shipping, transportation, and actual construction. So when we talk about an overall completion, we take an aggregate of all these aspects. And therefore, you know, we are pleased to say that we are in excess of 50% as of now.
Meanwhile, Energy Regulation Board Director of Corporate and Consumer Affairs, Mweka Malindima, has reiterated Mamba Energies Limited's vital role in the country's power supply, underscoring the importance of scheduled maintenance to ensure the plant continues to operate efficiently and reliably.
Very clearly about this burning issue of maintenance, how that it is necessary, and how that we also, who are the consumers, will just be planning our activities around this, that the Mamba Energy are actually doing it in a very efficient manner, following the ISO standards. They are working in very efficient manner, that they are supported even by other international organizations. The government of the Republic of Zambia commend their work.
The news continues. continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400.